Dante, this comes down to one guy. His name's Kyle Shanahan. We're a well-oiled machine. And the synergy between him and Purdy. Do we really think that Brandon Ayuk could play at any worse of a game? He had one ball that got batted out of his hands on a little, like...
sauce.
Yeah, that was a nice play by the defender. There's no doubt. You tip your cap there. He dropped the ball, and clearly he's... the fan base is seething over it.
Well, listen to Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk. Monday Night Football. Did you watch the film?
I think after the game, I didn't watch the film until this morning. I was a little bit scared to watch it, but not as bad as I thought.
And you were scared to watch it?
I was scared to watch it.
You did it just not feel right at the time?
Yeah. Look, I love our fan base. And when Jordan Mason pops, you know, they're like, oh my God, new star, let's go, Jordan Mason. There's another side to the fan base at times where it's like, I mean, you held out for weeks and you got $30 million. You got to catch that ridiculous acrobatic catch in the end zone. And like, we all agree, like, catch the ball, right? For sure. It was a tough play.
I saw Jerry Rice's reaction to that. He was just like, gotta catch that ball.
Well, Jerry, it's Jerry. The greatest.
It's Jerry, right? It's
just Jerry. What are we doing?
He said Jordan Madison, and we were not going to curse. He was just fine. I was like, hey, man.
Wante.
If he's Jordan Madison to you, he's Jordan Madison to me, then.
You said this for weeks, and I should have listened to you. You were like, one drop, and the fan base will be all over him. It was one end zone drop,
dude.
And it was a diving catch, and people are losing it.
You know, I get the meme. I shouldn't even joke like
What's
this.
What's that?
But I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to get canceled today. But basically, people have their pitchforks out for Brandon Ayuk for whenever he drops a pass. Same thing last year with Bosa. It was like, hey, Nick Bosa, you hold out? That's cool. You got your $34 million. You got your $120 million guaranteed. Yeah. That's okay. But as soon as you don't get to the quarterback, we're going to be right here criticizing every one of your moves. Every excuse. So with Brandon Ayuk, everything's going to – somebody grabbed me yesterday at Olympic Club. He's at the back table. Forget his name, but he's a roaster. I forget his name. Maybe he said he was going to call today.
Okay.
He goes, Ponte, you couldn't just leave $3 million on the table? You had to take all the money? And did you drop that pass? Like, he had a scowl. He had a scowl asking about Brandon Ayuk. So, yes, I understand his fan base is nuts. Nuts. So, Brandon Ayuk, he's scared to watch the film. I mean, no, now the fan base is going to put the film on Twitter and every other outlet and say, look at the film. Ayuk, if you would have came to camp. They listened to Peyton Manning and said, Peyton, you're right. He should have been in camp.
Well, this Peyton spoke like a quarterback who's had a guy drop a ball in the end zone that he thought should have been a touchdown. I actually enjoyed Peyton's perspective on it, but the fact everyone's like, Peyton.
Oh,
like,
yes.
They are riding with Peyton Manning on this one.
All right.
Do we have that sound Peyton Manning talking about?
We'll get that.
It's good.
Let's hear from Greg Cosell, Willard or Dibs on Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Here's what Greg Cosell thought about Brandon Ayuk.
I think he's played enough games in the National Football League that we know what he is. I mean, obviously he had that touchdown drop, which I'm sure he'd make that catch 9 out of 10 times. I think there was another one where he, I think it was a quick slant that went off his hands. You know, it's probably a rust issue. No matter what you do and what you do in the offseason, if you're not in camp and you're not going through the whole process, it's different when you get into a real game. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to be worried about Brandon Ayuk. He's played a lot of games in the league. He's been a good receiver. We talked about him last week. He's not all of a sudden going to be a bad receiver. You know, he had a bad drop. He dropped a touchdown. It was very visible. It's a national TV game. You know, so it happens.
It happens.
That's exactly how
I felt. Thank you, Greg.
It's exactly how I felt. So, I mean, and then I've seen people post the drop from the Seattle game where there was the ball
on the sideline.
And they're like, this man keeps dropping Purdy passes on purpose.
Well, how about this one? He dropped Trey Lance's first pass in that preseason game when Trey Lance rolled out of the pocket and scrambled. And Trey Lance threw a dime. We're like, oh, Brandon, now you dropped it. He drops a spectacular plays.
You know what I know? Is that on third down, in the playoffs against the Green Bay Packers, as the rain is coming down and the Niners were desperately trying to extend the game and move the sticks and put themselves in a position for a field goal, Purdy threw a pass where a defender is on the back and hip of Brandon Ayuk, and it was a perfectly thrown pass, and he was diving, okay, over wherever the first down marker would be, and he caught it with the entire season on the line.
Wow.
So I know that Brandon Ayuk has that in him, and he's going to do it. Yeah, he's got to catch the ball. I get it. But, like, everyone needs to just take a deep breath.
707 Xfinity Mobile text line. I would expect me to catch that pass. BA has to catch that one. It was a 6 from a 0 to 10 foot catch difficulty.
I love that we have like difficulty ratings.
It was a 6. It was only a 6. I need to catch that pass. Don't go on YouTube. Don't make excuses for him, Greg Cosell. Let's go, BA.
Only a 6 from the guy that's sitting on his couch texting in. I could do that in my sleep. Please. Hey,
you know what though? This it is interesting that I've noticed Bosa, Ayuk, Jordan Poole. There is a common denominator here. When you get the money,
yeah,
the algorithm changes. The algorithm changes for the fans.
Hey, Jordan Poole averaged 20 a game that season. And I was like, you know how hard it is to average 20 in the NBA? And we acted like he averaged 10 points a game and turned the ball over 8 times a game.
I mean, did you not Jordan see this Poole, fan base turn on him?
No, we went from having pool parties, wearing sunscreen. I was wearing sunscreen on television, wearing floaties. You were yelling at me, he needs to start. Jordan Poole. Like, we were having pool parties. Couldn't get enough of Jordan Poole. Boy.
It's weird, though, right?
It is very. I don't get it. You tell me. Listen, you're more of a fan than I am, right? Well, like, I got the journalism hat on sometimes. But, like, it is weird that we will flip on a player in a. Because it happened with Deebo Samuel.
It happened to Jimmy?
It happened to Joe. Oh, my God. It happened to Jimmy. Like, Jimmy. We don't ever bring up the good times with Jimmy.
No.
Ever.
No.
Ever. No. Like, you brought up the Seattle game where he goes, hey, how many times a night he heard me yell at Shasky, he was 18-22, 285 in Seattle.
He's incredible.
He was the best quarterback the Niners have had. Go to Seattle and win a game since Alex Smith did on that Thursday night in the rain.
But I think where the Ayuk thing falls down, and this is where the Peyton Manning, do we have the Peyton Manning?
Yes, we have it right
you
here.
You play the sound because I want to react to the sound because there's a specific thing that I heard from him that I agree with.
Man to man, Jennings.
Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Hey, get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's, you know, that's why, yeah, those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty right there.
You're still catching balls in a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
So real quick, that part is 100% on.
Yep. No, I was just going to read this one. Go ahead. I'll read this after
you say it. Like, it's one thing for Joe Shasky to hit you a bunch of fungos, you know, at Westmore on a Tuesday. Oh, it's another thing to have, like, I don't know, Juan Soto hitting a smoked line drive at you and be ready to play infield in the bigs, right? They're very different. And I have been saying this. Everyone's like, camp doesn't matter. Practice doesn't matter. What are you talking about? Well, I talk to athletes all the time, whether it's professional athletes or high school or youth level or whatever. You know what separates Steph Curry from all the others?
Practice.
What do all the great players in the league say about Steph Curry's practice habits? This man plays so hard in practice. No wonder he's so good in games.
Right.
Jerry Rice, what separated him?
Practice.
Practice.
Off-season workouts.
The work ethic, okay? You know, whether it's Brandon Crawford and his pregame routine or Buster Posey or whoever, all of the great players in this region, practice is what sets them apart. Now, is there an element of you got to get yours and get the money and get paid? Absolutely. But everybody dismissing training camp and reps and practice, I think we have enough data right now, whether it's Klay Thompson missing out on the offseason because of mentals, whether it's Nick Bosa holding out, whether it's Brandon Ayuk, whether it's Blake Snell recently with the San Francisco Giants. Practice and getting yourself geared up for the regular season is way more crucial than we ever thought.
No, it is important. Well, I think it's more important, too. There's levels to the importance, right? A quarterback can't hold on. A quarterback needs to be in camp. No doubt about it. Wide receiver, you would think, would be high up on that list because of the rapport they have to build with the quarterback. And, you know, Ayuk last offseason didn't get a chance to work out with Brock Purdy because Brock Purdy was rehabbing with the elbow injury. Now, Brock Purdy did participate in training camp. They were able to build some rapport there in training camp. You have to do it as a wide receiver. And look, there's no doubt that missing all that time is going to hurt Ayuk early in his season. It is. There's no doubt. I'm just happy they didn't trade the guy. I'm just happy they didn't trade the freaking guy.
I mean, especially given what's going on with CMC. But you asked a question.
CMC and Ricky Pearsall, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, the Ricky Pearsall. But the CMC thing's an interesting one. And I said to you when it quietly was announced, like, oh, we extended CMC. And I was like, dude, that goes a long way with fans, right?
Yep.
The holdout stuff, there's a line of demarcation. And when you're not around and we're bleeding into the preseason and it's scary that you might not be there for a regular season. Like, that's when fans start to worry. And they did this to Nick Bosa, and they're doing it to Ayuk. They did it to Blake Snell. Well, and I'm saying to myself, like, the way CMC handled it, I think the fact we're not criticizing the deal currently, and we'll see as time goes on. Well, but right now, initially, because he was supposed to be available for all the offseason stuff, I do think that's baked into it.
But with CMC, it's going to be very intriguing. You know how this works. If he doesn't play much this season, and who knows what's going to happen with him? And Achilles tendonitis, it feels good one day, it doesn't feel good the next day.
Yeah, I don't know what
to make of it. It can flare up. It feels like a ticking time bomb. We've got enough evidence and data to know that when you hear Achilles tendonitis, it's just a matter of time. And I don't wish that on McCaffrey. I hope he goes through this, and I hope he doesn't tear an Achilles or tear a calf muscle or whatnot. But this is a very, very serious injury. Very scary injury when you think about the exploding, the stopping and starting, the pivoting, the cutting, everything that he does on the football field, running routes, running through the A gap, B gap, C gap, whatever it is, threat zone. This is a problem. And so at some point, and you know what's going to happen, whether it's fair or not, did you really have to give CMC the extension? Did you really have to give him the extra 2 years of $38 million when he's a running back and he's 28 years old coming off of that usage? There's a fan thinking it right now.
Oh, no, there's a lot of fans thinking it right now.
And they're going to just bite. They're going to bite their tongue. They're not going to say anything. And if the Niners continue to win games, that type of noise goes away. But if the Niners do scuffle and they fall flat on their face, Shasky, at some point this season, they go on a losing streak, which I don't anticipate, or if they lose in the playoffs and CMC doesn't contribute much, there's going to be a lot of fans saying, you gave CMC money when you didn't have to.
Well, and I'll take it a step further. During the game, we saw Trent Williams walking into the locker room.
Getting IV.
And I texted you, like, what's going on? What's up with him? And the amount of people like, oh, of course Trent's hurt. Of course Trent's hurt. Like, people were waiting for it.
Yes.
Because they're frustrated. They want the full squad there, you know? And, you know, I just, CMC thing is fascinating. I think more people currently are mad about fantasy football than the actual Niners, because Jordan Mason went in there, he balled out, they won kind of going away. Wait till the team starts to need him a little more. I think the fantasy element, because there's a whole fantasy element that's baked into this.
Doubt.
A lot of Niner fans take him, like, why wouldn't
he?
He's freaking awesome, yeah. And you're like, wait a minute, you found out an hour before on Monday Night Football, and the only available running backs are some guy named Patrick I've never heard of, and Kyle Juszczyk? Are you kidding me? Right, like that. So I get that aspect, but like, let's say it's week 7 and the Niners are, 3-4, 4-3 and it's not looking good and the offense is sputtering out. We're kicking way more field goals than touchdowns. Then I do think this is going to come up. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. If he doesn't play much, again, there's going to be fans who say this is why Parag Marate waits until August to do deals. This is why the 49ers wait for a while to do deals. And then, you know, you're free. You feel it as like, man, you gave him money before anybody. Nobody. And maybe Christian McCaffrey's people behind the scenes are telling the Niners, hey, look, we want to get re-upped here. We don't want to go to training camp and be a distraction. And how are you going to say no to CMC? He goes to every practice. He works hard. He's not missed a game for the 49ers since he's been training here. Like, that was his first game he's ever missed for the Niners.
Well, I'll say it's hard for me to critique giving them the money when they did. He's been unbelievable.
He has been unbelievable, but that was also the frustrating part about Ayuk, where he's grown every single year. Every single year. I was talking to Big Dino yesterday. He goes, Bonte, we couldn't trade Ayuk. He's our number one. He's our number one wide receiver. Third downs. I found it fascinating last year. Every catch Ayuk made on third down last season went for a first down. Like, that's what he does. He moves the sticks. And so, yes, training camp, we all want him in training camp. At the end of the day, I'm just happy he's still in the building, because he could have been in Pittsburgh right now.
There's no doubt about it.
He could have been in Pittsburgh. So, look, CMC, it's a point in time where if he doesn't play much, there will be some fans saying, this is why you don't pay running backs. And how does this, like, we all agree the offensive line is much better this year. It feels like it's much better.
Adding Dominic Pooney feels like a complete game changer to the offense. How many people brought up a right guard to you last night at the event?
They love Pooney.
I couldn't believe
love
it.
Love Pooney. Not only that.
And I know the boss is probably in the back room like, no one cares about a right guard. Shockingly, Niner fans do.
Yeah, football fans do. So you got the offensive line that is much, much better.
Yes.
I felt like the skill position group, the wide receiver room, is much better.
I think Purdy is healthier and better.
So, I do believe they'll be able to navigate without Christian McCaffrey. And there's going to be some fans, a segment of fans who say, this is why you don't pay running backs. Because if you got a good offensive line in play, you got a good wide receiver. Now, I don't subscribe to that, obviously. CMC is an all-world player. I want me a bell cow. I love having running backs like Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley. I want a home run hitter.
Yeah, you don't pay any quarterback.
Right.
You don't pay any running back. You pay the best ones.
The premium running back. Yes, exactly.
There's a difference.
But this injury, as you see the Niners score 32 points, and I know some people are like, I didn't love the 6 field goals. It's week one. Jets have a good defense. You didn't play any scrimmages. You played limited preseason snaps. You score 32 points and left a lot of food on the table. Maybe that's where Christian McCaffrey comes in, too, because he has a nose for the end zone. But with this offensive line and the good wide receivers that you have in this room and the quarterback that you have, who I think is playing at an unbelievable level, he's a top five quarterback right now, Sasky. Let's just face it. Brock Purdy is a top five quarterback right now. I don't care what your rankings say. He's one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. They can get away without having Christian McCaffrey. And the run game last week didn't skip a beat. It didn't skip a beat. And so there's going to be fans when it comes back to Christian if he doesn't play much saying, Do we jump the gun on a contract extension? And I'm not saying that, but that's how that's how fans are going to think.
Here. I think the big unknown right now is what's Jordan Mason going to look like if he gets 20 carries this week and then 20 carries next week and then 20 carries the week after that? You just don't know how you're going to respond, you know? And you and I saw, for example, Zeke Elliott, who looked washed the last couple of years. And he has a whole offseason, and he looked fresh.
Yep.
Well, what's Zeke going to look like this week, right? A lot of people are going to say that same thing about even a younger Jordan Mason. Yep. It's like, you just had 28 carries for the first time in your NFL career.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to look like with 5 days rest?
Yep. Yep. It's a good point.
And not only are you the Monday night game, you were a Monday night game, you're the Sunday morning game.
Yep.
It's the least amount of rest you could get.
That's a sneaky long flight, too. Sneaky long flight to Minnesota, 4.5, 5 hours? It's up there. It is up there. Remember, we flew in that red-eye Philadelphia. Minnesota, and it gets cold up there.
If he ran for, 80 yards this week, I'd be like, wow, all right, now we got some. He doesn't even need to break 100 for me.
I didn't run the ball last year against Minnesota at all. They struggled against Minnesota running the football. They put it on.